I want you to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And, you know, we'll start with verse 1, but we're going to go to Luke 16 10 in a second. But 1 Corinthians 4, 1. Is everyone there? It says in the KJV, amen, and this is Paul, his first letter to the church at Corinth. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man or woman first be found faithful. Let's declare that together, verse 1 and 2 together, amen. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and the stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man or woman be found faithful, amen. Let's go now to Luke chapter 16, verse 10. You can keep your finger there in 1 Corinthians 4, but we'll come back there. But Luke chapter 16, Luke's Gospel chapter 16, verse 10. Luke's Gospel chapter 16, verse 10. When you're there, say amen. Amen. Luke's Gospel chapter 16, verse 10. Amen. Is everyone there? Amen. I want us to, we'll start there. We'll come back. Look at verse 10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is he or she that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the righteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? I just want us to declare verse 10 through 12 together in unison. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is faithful, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. May all God's people say amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of our life-changing King. Say King Jesus. Say it's all about him. Jesus is awesome. Amen. The Lord has laid on my heart, amen, this morning to deal with our stewardship. Say stewardship. Our stewardship as believers. Our stewardship. There's a progression of growth, listen, in Christianity that every believer should be involved in. Say a progression of growth. In Christianity that every believer in Christ should be involved in. And it consists of these are the main ones. Say seven. Seven. Seven is the number of perfection. Amen. But seven main areas. Amen. It starts with relationship. Say relationship. Or salvation or being born again. Amen. And y'all know that's in John chapter 3, verse 3. Nicodemus, y'all remember Jesus says to Nicodemus, you must be what? Born again. So relationship. Secondly, it moves to discipleship. Say discipleship. Or following Jesus. Say following Jesus. Following Jesus. Amen. And you'll see that in multiple places. But in Luke 9:23 and then also Luke 14:26, Jesus says, If you want to be my, he talks about following. If you want to be my disciple, you must follow me. If any person, matter of fact, let's go to Luke 9:20. I just want to show you this real quick. If any person come after me, They must deny themselves, take up their cross daily. Say daily and follow me. Amen. So Luke 9:23, I just want you to see that. So you're only flipping to the left to 9. Look at Luke 9. It says, and he said unto them all, say all of them, if any man will come after me, let them what? Deny himself. It says, if any person will, he says it in the singular, well, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. Y'all see that? Just what we declared. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose their life for my sake shall save it. Y'all see that? But then thirdly is stewardship. Say relationship, discipleship, stewardship, or being faithful managers of what God owns. We're coming back to that in just a second. Number four is then there's partnership. Say partnership, or being co-laborers together with God. Say co-laborers together with God. So we have relationship, discipleship, stewardship, partnership. How about sonship? Or it's growing into spiritual maturity. Say growing into spiritual maturity. Spiritual growth, development, and maturity. Okay? But then you had number six, they're all in the fellowship. Say all in the fellowship. Or all of us sharing in common. And it's all under Christ's lordship. So we have relationship, discipleship, stewardship, partnership, sonship, all in the fellowship, all under Christ's lordship. So you have to learn to stay in the ship. Look to your neighbor and say, you got to stay in the ship. How many people know you don't want to be drowning? If you don't stay in the ship, say to your neighbor, don't get out the ship. Stay in the ship. But this morning, say this morning we're dealing with stewardship. Amen. And our title is stewardship, getting to manage what God owns, or managing what God owns. Say managing what God owns. Do you know that we get to manage what God owns? And then if I had a subtitle, it would be preparing to go to your next level. Preparing to go to your next level. Who wants to go to their next level, huh? In God? How many people, who wants to go to your next level in God? Raise your hand if you want to go to your next level in God. The question is, can you be trusted on your current level? Can you be trusted on your present level? Can you be trusted on your current level? See, if we can be trusted on our current level, we can be trusted on any level. You can be trusted on your present level, your current level. You can be trusted on any level. Level doesn't matter. What matters is your stewardship. See, this where I'm standing is one level. This is another level. I can't get to this level until I'm faithful on the current level. Say, and the people said, amen. Because it's all in there. Say, it's all in your Bible. If you can be trusted on your current, let me say it one more time. If you can be trusted on your current or present level, you can be trusted on any level. See, current level faithfulness produces next level fruitfulness. Say current level. Faithfulness produces next level fruitfulness. Fruitfulness, listen, faithfulness today produces fruitfulness tomorrow. Question is, can you be trusted right now? Because God requires faithfulness from us. Look back at our text in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2. Of course, 1 says, let a person so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards. Say stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a person be found faithful. Faithfulness is required in stewards. Say faithfulness. This word required means, listen, it's sought after or it's mandated. Say mandated. It means to seek after and to mandate something from someone. It's required in a steward that the person be found faithful. God is looking for people. He's seeking after people that are faithfulness or that are walking in faithfulness as a steward. I'm gonna take my time this morning. Meaning faithfulness is something God is looking for in you and I. Mm-hmm. Which means, again, it's mandated. It's not optional. Say it's not optional. Faithfulness is not an option. Even on our secular jobs, our employers require faithfulness from us as well. How many people know what I'm talking about? Say it's sought after. Even they looking for it. And they're saying that it's mandatory. Now, some folk, y'all pray for me. When it has to do with the money, they act, they'll do the dance. Because it's got to do with the money. Question becomes, who are you worshiping? Bible says you cannot serve, Jesus taught, you cannot serve God and money. So some folk, they'll do somersaults and do whatever they ask, in which we should be faithful. I'm on time, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do when it comes to work, but am I doing it when it comes to God and his work? Get a little quiet. The Lord told me this message, it's going to be challenging. Say faithfulness is sought after and mandatory. I'll get into that a little bit more later, but God looks for faithfulness in a steward. Say faithfulness. So we're how many people say I'm looking at my stewardship? Are you a faithful steward? Look to your neighbor and say, are you faithful? You say back to them and say, are you faithful? What is a steward? What is a steward? A steward is a manager or someone that manages the possessions of another. You and I have been entrusted by God to manage his affairs on the earth. Say his affairs. God's the owner. And we get to manage what he owns. Pastor, you got some Bible? I got Bible for you. Psalm 24:1. It says, the earth is the Lord's. Say the whole earth is the Lord's. The whole universe is the Lord's. I know that, right? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof in everything that dwells therein. The NIV says it this way. The earth is the Lord's in everything in it, the world and all who live in it. The NLT says it this way. The earth is the Lord's, everything in it, the world and all its people belong to him. That's what it said. That includes you and I. So God's the owner. Say God's the owner of everything. And everyone. God's the owner. God is the owner of everything you have. I need to park here for a second and deal with this ownership. Yeah. See, we're stewards, but he the owner. Say God's the owner. God is the owner. Say, God is the owner. Let God be the owner. Well, Pastor, I thought you just said he is the owner. Yeah, he the owner, but is I'm talking about letting him to be the owner in your life. God already the owner. How many people know that? Say, God's the owner. See, if it's your stuff, then you got to take care of it. Y'all know, just as an example, say an illustration. Let's say there's a business, and you have the owner of the business, and then you got the manager of the business. There's a difference. So how many people know there's a difference? The owner owns it. That means if there's a problem with something, let's say it's a restaurant, and let's say the grill go down. You know what the manager say to the owner? Your grill just went down, and it needs to be fixed. So you go to the owner, amen, and say, this needs to be taken care of, that needs to be taken care of. So the owner owns it, and they incur all risks. It's the owner's job to pay for everything. Yeah, yeah. Say the owner pay for everything. Somebody, I'm praying that you're going to make a pickup. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it's your stuff, that's part of the problem. Say it's all the Lord's stuff. The enemy can't take, or anybody else, they can't take God's stuff. But if it's yours, then you need to be worrying about it. No, I don't need to worry about what God, it's God's stuff. When it's his stuff, then guess what? God, what do you want done with your stuff? Oh, yeah. God, what do you want done with your house? Your car? Your children? Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Children are heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. Amen. Amen. That's your child. See, if I think it's just exclusively mine, then I think I could do whatever I want to do, say whatever I want to say, be however I want to be. Do you know we're stewards of our kids? Well, that means I don't just live vicariously through them either. God, what's your purpose for your child? Well, it's getting a little, yeah, it's going to be like that. It's going to be like that. It's going to be like that. Because some of us have this mistaken idea that we're the owner. It says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Let him be the owner. That's why when you go, some people, when they go through situations, they're thinking that they got to trap. They got to take care of everything. I got to handle, and they're feeling the pressure of that. They're feeling the full pressure of that. Why? Because I'm trying to handle this. I'm trying to take care of this. And this gets thrown at you, and that gets thrown at you in this situation. And you're trying to put out fires over here. And you're trying to address this over here. And you're trying to fix this over here. And you're trying to take care of this over here. God says, if you just give it to me. This ain't my problem. I didn't start this. Come on. This is your problem. Say it's God's. The 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon him. Why? Because he cares for me. You know how liberating and how freeing it is when you just give it all to him and leave it with him. Say, give it all to him and leave it with him. This is part of your stewardship too. This is part of my man. If I think that I'm the owner, that's the problem. Say management. 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 Say management. God is the owner of everything and everyone, but he allows us to manage it on his behalf. See, that's the distinction. Say on who? On his behalf. He gives it to us to manage it on his. That means I don't just do what I want, whatever I want. Are you with me? That does not align with him. That does not represent him. That does not glorify him. Stewardship deals with how we manage what we've been given or what's been entrusted to us. It's managing the resources, abilities, and opportunities God gives to us. The New Living Translation for 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, now a person who is put in charge as a manager must be faithful. What does it mean to be faithful? We talked about management or steward being a manager, but what about being faithful? To be faithful means that you can, listen, you can trust God and God can trust you. You can trust God and God can trust you. Question is, can you trust God and can God trust you? Can other folk trust you? Getting a little quiet. Can you trust God and for his resources? In other words, can you believe God? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Y'all know we've dealt with that, right? And we're going to continue to deal with it. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Those that come to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of us that diligently seek him. What are we saying? Is, do you know how to believe God for the things that you need? Yeah. This deals with our stewardship too. Can I trust God? Meaning, there are levels of faith. Did you know that? The levels. Can I believe God to provide for me and my family? Can I also believe God to provide for this person over here also? Say levels. Level. In other words, can you trust God? Some people, you find out, they say they trust God with their words, but not in their actions. Because they don't obey him and what his word says they should do. If God says do this, but I go over here and do this because I'm afraid, I'm concerned about if I give this to God, I ain't going to have nothing. The devil is a liar and a loser. You reap what you sow. God will not, the Bible says that God will not be mocked. Whatever a person sow, the same shall they also reap. So you, it's giving and receiving. Can I trust God? Yeah. Can I trust God to make sure that my kids are taken care of? To protect my kids? Can I trust God? To make a way where there is no way. Can I trust God for this job? Can I trust God, hallelujah, to increase me? Come on, and to multiply. Can I trust God in terms of my physical body? That's a level of stewardship as well. We'll deal with it in a little bit. Amen. Can you trust God? But also, can God trust you? Can God trust you with his resources? With his abilities? Can God trust you with the opportunities that he gives to you? How many people you feel like God had given you an opportunity and it became a missed opportunity? How many people ever been there? How many people are willing to be honest, or do we need to have the altar call right now? You know what I mean? Yeah. Missed opportunities. Yeah. Can God trust us with the opportunities that he gives unto us? Have you learned also how to rely on God? Can God rely on you? Can you be counted on? Can people trust me? Can God trust me? And can others trust me? We talk about our stewardship. We talk about faithfulness. Or do they walk away and say, we ain't going to do that? Say they're going to do that. They ain't doing, they gonna, no, that ain't going to happen. Say stewardship. How about being faithful? Faithful. Have you learned how to rely on God? Can God again rely on you on your current level? Say present level. One of the main principles of mannership, or it deals with biblical stewardship. Say the principle of mannership. Management, I'm sorry. The principle of what? Management. The principle of management. The main principle of management or biblical stewardship answers this question. What are you doing with what you have right now? What are you doing with what you have right now? And it's assessing where we are at right now. Before we can deal with moving to the next level, we must first address our current level. Because God ain't going to bless no mess. God tests and trusts us on our now level before he can move us to our next level. Say, God, test and trust us on our now level before he moves us to the next level. Some people want to move to the next level, but are you faithful on your now level? Are you faithful right now? Selah. Pause. Before you jump up and down and all of that, pause. Think about it. Can we have like a fireside chat? Luke 16:10. Let's go there. Luke 16:10. Luke 16:10. This is important because you have people and they could quote some stuff real quick and all of that. But if you start to look at their life, okay. All right, I hear you. But where's the proof? Where's the doing in it? Where's the action? Yeah. Luke 16:10. When you're there, say amen. Amen. This is, of course, where we was just at, one of our main texts. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And the person that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. I see that. The word least here means very little or a small amount or smaller matters or that which can appear to be insignificant. The word much here means many or a large or great amount or a lot. So if we can be trusted by God with a little bit, or in smaller matters, we can be trusted by God with a lot, or in greater matters. Some people want the lot. They want a lot. They want to be able to operate in greater matters. But can I be trusted in just what God has entrusted to me right now? If I can't even take care of what I have right now, you got some folk asking for more. Give me more, but am I faithful? Can I be trusted with what I have right now? Am I maximizing what I have right now? The person that is faithful in that which is least. Say, we all got to work on this. Say we all got to work on this. The person that is faithful in that which is least, right? Is faithful, will be faithful in much. You ain't got to be concerned about that. The person that is unjust, say unjust, which means dishonest. If you're dishonest with the little things, you're going to be dishonest with a lot. It don't matter. The amount don't matter. Say the amount don't matter. You're still going to be dishonest because you're dishonest right now. And until we take care of that, until that gets addressed, guess what? It don't matter. Well, the amount or size does not matter. It's our faithfulness with what we have that matters. Can God trust me right now? I didn't say your buddy. I didn't say your friend or your brother and sister in Christ. I'm saying, can God trust me right now in what he's given unto me right now? Or where I'm at in life right now. Can I be trusted? How am I treating what I have right now? That will determine whether we get to the next. We can't skip the steps. Oh, yeah. I'm talking about in God. Say in God. That means I need to be faithful with what I have right now. I ain't talking about nobody in particular. I ain't pointing nobody out or nothing like that. Because we all need to be faithful in what we have right now. Say right now. Right now. If we can't trust God or be trusted by God when you have a little bit, then you won't be trusted, come on, by God when you have a lot. Well, if I had this amount, I'll be able to do this. No, you won't. Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie. If I was given this, if I could do this, I would be doing this. Why are you doing it right now? Well, if only God test us on our current level to make sure he can trust us on our current level before he can move us to our next level. That's how it works. The person that is faithful and that which is least. I got the apartment, but I want a house. Can I keep the apartment clean? Stewardship. Aren't we talking about stewardship? Am I taking care of the house right? I mean, the apartment right? I want two cars. Are you taking care of the car, the one car you got? Oh, okay. Y'all pray for me. We're talking about stewardship. And I'm in your Bible. Our Bible. Amen? The person that is faithful. So it shows us. Jesus teaches us. He says, the person that is faithful, I'm going to show you how to get elevated. I'm going to show you how to move to your next level. But I need you to look at your current level. First, I need you to understand how I operate. Because sometimes we don't know any better. You only know what you know. How many people, come on, I put my bubble. You only know what you know. So the Lord is teaching us about our stewardship, managing what he has entrusted unto us. Look to your neighbor and say, we have to be tested first before we can be trusted. If I can't be trusted, come on. Well, let me say this. If I can't trust God or be trusted by God when I have a little bit. I ain't giving that. I ain't doing that. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Keep knocking yourself out. And you'll never get it. You'll never move where you want to move. Because some folk think they're getting ahead by robbing God. Pocket with holes in it. All of a sudden, washing machine breakdown. All of a sudden, this don't work, that don't work. He's saying that to me. You the pastor. No, pastor get all the money. Pastor don't get all the money. Pastor get a salary. Just like you get a salary. You know why I don't have a problem talking about money? Because I'm a giver and a tither. Tithing way before I was a pastor. The person that's faithful in that which is least will be faithful also in. I ain't trying to get your money. I'm trying to get you money. Yeah. It's called a revelation of a different or a revelation that will make the difference in your life. I didn't put the words in the Bible. I'm just following them. And I'm preaching them. And I'm teaching them. Because I believe in what I'm talking about. If we can't be trusted or be trusted by God, or we can't trust God or be trusted by God when you have a little bit, then you won't be trusted by God when you have a lot. Listen, that's why some folk, they never get a lot. I'm praying. Nobody sense this is a condemnatory message. If you receive it, they that love God's law, nothing shall offend them. So if the word of God is being preached, I hear the word of God, I receive the word of God, hallelujah, and I walk in it. I adjust to it. I don't make it adjust to me. Bible says when you look into the perfect law of liberty, amen, hallelujah, and it's a mirror that tells you what you look like. Some folks saying the mirror wrong. No, the mirror ain't wrong. The mirror just reflecting what it see. Don't get mad at the mirror. Don't get mad at the mirror. Well, you that ain't no. That is you. And we all know where we at. Because God, the issue is, the reason why some never get a lot, because God can't trust them with what they have right now. Say, God can trust me. How many people say God can trust me? You can trust me. Even where we have missed it. Come on, we going, God, you can trust me. Say, we got to be tested first before we can be trusted. Mm-hmm. When God speaks a word of prosperity or promotion over a person, he first tests us with a little bit. Can I just trust them with the job they got right now, the job I just gave them? Can they be trusted with what they have right now? Yeah. It takes us step by step. Say step by step. God takes us what? Step. He don't give it all to you at once. Because if he did, we couldn't handle it. Some folk would backslide. Meaning, the question is, can you stand to be blessed? Meaning some folk wouldn't stand after they got blessed. I got options now. I got money. Who God? Who that? Because God says, don't do it wrong. He says, don't forget me. I'm going to bless you. You ain't got to worry about that. But remember me. Don't be catching amnesia on me. After I done blessed you, don't act like I don't exist no more. Who that? God, who that? I got options. I got money. I got my 401k. I got a bank account. I'm making this amount of money. Do you know in one day? In one day. Person could lose the job and the market go out. Then what you gonna do? Pastor, don't say that. But when God's the owner, when God the owner, and I say, God, this is your stuff. Even if whatever happens, God is going to make sure I'm taken care of. Oh, yeah. Lieutenant would say it's a revelation of a difference. I got God. The person that thinks that that's my stuff, I'm running it all. Guess what? Who you got to rely on? I got God. God's my owner. And he's the owner of everything that I have, everything I am, everything I... It's how you view it. You give some people too much, man, they out. And God knows it. And God knows it. Listen, God's more interested in us learning a lesson than us just trying to get a blessing. Yeah. Sometimes we're asking again for more, but we haven't proven faithfulness with what we have. Say right now. So we have to prove faithfulness on our current level in order for God to move me to my next level. I wanted to make sure I share this piece because sometimes you'll have, whether it's preachers or whoever, or somebody share with you, God's going to do this. God's going to do that. You move into your next level. You move, and your life about as messed up as they can on the present level, on your current level. I'm gonna give you the whole counsel of God. I ain't gonna just give you the parts that you like to hear or you wanna hear. I'm a pastor. I'm gonna give you, come on, the whole counsel. Paul says, I had not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Yeah, because I need to know. I need to make sure you could just live however you want to live. And guess what? God's going to move you to your next level. The devil is a liar and a loser. That will go against what God's word just said. The person that is faithful in that which is least will be faithful also amongst. Meaning if they're unjust or if they're dishonest with where they're at right now in life, guess what? It would be the same. That's why God don't give it, because he ain't going to bless a mess. He said, I don't want to hurt you because I could be encouraging you by you doing the wrong thing. I love you too much to you think it's moving you forward. It ain't moving you forward. That ain't going to move you forward. You're doing the wrong thing, but yet I'm still doing. No. I want you to learn. I want you to grow. I want you to develop. I want you to know my way. My way, God says, my way of doing things. I want you to operate in the kingdom way. In order for God to move us to our next level, can he trust me with my current level or what he's giving me right now? I'm going to keep emphasizing that. If I can't be faithful with the job position I currently have, why would God give me a promotion? It's being faithful and listen and maximizing our current level that qualifies us for our next level. Look back at our text in Luke 16:10. He that is faithful in that which is least will be faithful also in much. He that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Amen? Also remember, current level, listen, current level faithfulness, again, produces next level fruitfulness. We really can't qualify for more if we have not been faithful with what we have right now. See, and going to the next level, I must listen, learn the lesson of faithfulness on my present level. You ever see them kids? And you see, they may be in second grade or whatever. And then you got this big old kid that keep getting left back. Got them little chairs. And you got this big old kid. Because I never passed the grade. Now, that's in the natural. Where are we in the spirit realm? In some people's lives. God's saying, you should have been way ahead by now. You should have been way ahead by now. But I need you to learn this lesson. I ain't just trying to get you a blessing. And God, you know we deal with God blessing us. We're blessed to what? Be a blessing. Some folk won't be a, see, some folk, they want to be blessed, but they don't want to, you're already blessed, but I'm just saying they want to receive their blessings, but they don't want to be a blessing. And that's a revelation of a difference. I'm not just trying to get blessed from the standpoint of accumulating things, because I know I'm already blessed, and when you know you're already blessed, then blessings, plural, start to come to you. Yeah, I know. Yeah, we got the revelation. How do I view that? How do I view the blessing? What's the reason God's blessing me? I'm blessed. Abraham was blessed to be a blessing. The blessing would go beyond him in his generation. But if I can't even be faithful where I'm at right now, God had to be able to trust Abraham beyond where Abraham was in the present. Can God trust you right now? I'm going to just hit the first one, and we got to get out of here. It starts with purposing in our heart. Listen, purposing in our hearts to be faithful to God and others at your current level. This starts with attitude. Our attitude about our current level. What is your attitude about your current level? And also, what is your aim? Your aim at being faithful with what you have and where you're at in life. So attitude and aim. If you're taking notes, attitude and aim. In other words, first remember, our attitude determines. Yeah, I know we would just talk. We talk about it all the time. But we haven't shared why we often say that. See, there's a reason. What I'm saying is your attitude determines your altitude. So our attitude, say our attitude, determines our altitude with God. What's your attitude toward where you're presently at in life right now? Do you despise where you're presently at in life? I want to show you something. Go to Zechariah. Zechariah. Go to Zechariah. Keep your finger in Luke 16, but go to Zechariah. Say Zechariah. The prophet Zechariah. Look at chapter 4, Zechariah 4. And you know, we quote a certain portion of this all the time, but I want you to see it. Look at specifically verse 5. Zechariah 4, verse 5. Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these things be? And I said, no, my Lord. This is Zechariah. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. King Zerubbabel. Say, king what? Zerubbabel. Said, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying again, Zechariah, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it or complete it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts have sent me unto you. For who have despised the day of small things? Go ahead and underline that if you don't have it underlined already. For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. The seven spirits of God, or the spirit of God. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro from throughout what? The whole earth. Y'all see that? So a little background here is the Holy Spirit in verse 6 speaks to the prophet Zechariah to tell King Zerubbabel. The Spirit of God was speaking to the prophet Zechariah to speak to King Zerubbabel that was building the temple, and in order for him to build it successfully, it would not be by human effort, human might, or human power, but by God's Spirit. Y'all see that, right? Then in verse 7, amen, and he says, even a mighty mountain would not be able to stop what God was doing through Zerubbabel, and that mountain would become a plain. Imagine a mountain, a huge mountain, becoming a plain. And that as he sets the final stone, he would cry out, grace! In other words, what made this happen or come about is the grace of God. Say grace. God bless it. May God bless it, is what he was saying. Talking about what was done in terms of a building of the temple. Are y'all following me? Then in Zechariah 8 and 9, Zechariah said how Zerubbabel laid the foundation of the temple, that he would complete it. Amen. And because of this, Zerubbabel would know that Zechariah was sent unto him. Are y'all with me? Then in verse 10, then God gave Zechariah another message. Say another message. He gave it to Zerubbabel, and he says to not despise. This is where we're going. To not despise the day of small things or small beginnings. Because the Lord even rejoices in the starting or the beginning of the work. Hallelujah. Or to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand, or God will he was rejoicing to see the start. The plumb line was a plumb line. It's, if you drop it down, it looks like copper, and it's heavy, and then you put string on it, and it helps to give you a vertical line. And it really deals with having the right alignment, right? And it was God's endorsement and approval of Zerubbabel in terms of building the temple. Are y'all with me? I'm talking about what it signifies. Say what it signifies. But what he was telling Zerubbabel, he says, do not despise your start, or do not despise where you're at right now, where you're currently at. Don't despise. Don't look down low a little, or see it as insignificant. Or to see it as beneath you, or to hold it in contempt. That's what. In other words, how are you viewing where you at right now? How are you viewing where you're at right now and what you have right now? He's saying, do not despise the day of small beginnings. Because God even rejoices even in your start. Oh, yeah. He was just had a plumb line. He's just getting started. And some folk, you're in a place, you're not where you want to be at. That's okay. But you keep your beginning. You got to start where you are. Sam Gardner, start where you are. Do what you can. Use what you have. Y'all remember the Shamgar's principles of deliverance? Say you got to start where you are. Because you can't start where you're not. And some folk, you may feel like you're starting. I'm not where I need to be at. I'm not where I thought I should be at. Don't despise where you're at. It's your right. It's having the right attitude. Say having the right attitude. Oh, yeah. Do not despise the day of small beginnings. What's your attitude to where you at in life right now? How do you view what you have right now? What's your attitude to it right now? Do you look down on your current job? Do you view it as insignificant or beneath you? Don't despise or look down on where you at or what you have right now. And like, I don't have what I would love that. I would love to be here. God said, do not despise that. Write this down. Job 8, verse 7. Job. Just over broke. Job. Say Job 8, 7. That's what the job. Okay. y'all got the scripture? Though thy beginning was small, thy latter end, yet thy latter end shall greatly increase. Somebody, you need to make a pickup. Though thy beginning was small, your latter end shall greatly increase. See, a person might be flipping burgers in the beginning, but owning a franchise later on. It's not where you start, but where you end up. And when you got the right attitude, amen, because attitude matters. Say attitude matters. Our attitude and how we treat what we have right now and where we are right now will determine whether or not we receive more and whether we move to our next level. So again, don't despise or look down on where you are right now or what you have right now. Don't view it as beneath you and have the wrong attitude. I didn't talk about complacency. I'm talking about a level of contentment. But I'm talking about being a good steward, over a faithful steward over what God has given to you right now. If he can trust you on your current level, let me say it again, he can trust you on any level. So you're going to go to the next level because you can be trusted. That's the thing. Can I be trusted? How do you view it first? We'll determine how you treat it. Oh, yeah. See, if I view it the wrong way, I'll treat it the wrong way. Meaning, I'll have this attitude like, this is just time. I'm just bypassing time. And I got this attitude like, whatever. I ain't really trying to do my job like I was really supposed to. I'm just being average. I'm being mediocre. I just come here. I just do whatever I need. I know whatever the standard is. Bam. Whatever the minimum standard. Who you represent? You're a manager. God's the owner. Am I representing God in everything that I do? So I need to think about how I've been treating it. We'll continue with AIM next week. Say attitude. matters. My attitude matters. Our current attitude determines our altitude. My current attitude toward where I'm at right now will determine, come on, my future. I got to be thinking about what am I thinking, you know, because some people, they got, as I close, some people, they viewing it in the wrong way. Do you know God is observing you? He's checking you out on how what your attitude is and how you're viewing where you're at right now. You may not be where you would like to be at, but don't miss the moment. Don't miss the process. God is moving you, but don't miss it. And some folk, I'm just trying to get here. I'm just trying to get to the other side, Pastor. Okay. But on the way, you need to pay attention to why you're on the way. Oh, man. Why you're on the way. Because there's lessons to be learned on the way. There's lessons to be learned while I'm. Somebody going to make a pickup right now. Right now. What lesson do I need to be learning right now? Because you won't be ready for the next. Because you're not prepared in the now. But if I'm prepared in the now, if my attitude is right in the now, God can move me to the next. And the people said, yeah, how to move to our next level. I'm preparing to go to my next level, but I need to make sure I got the right attitude in my current level. Where you at right now? How you doing right now? How you view right now? What's your aim right now? How you assess right now? Oh, yeah. And the people say, let's give God praise. Getting to manage what God on stewardship. Say stewardship. Preparing to go to our next level. Hallelujah. Let's give God praise one more time. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. While heads are bowed, eyes are closed.